You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's that time of summer again. This is the time we bring back Theater by the Sea. Amy Turner is here. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It is always a pleasure to be here.
Always fun to see you again. And she has brought a special guest, as usual, only this guest is a little more special than others because I've known this man, well, I knew him about 20 years ago. It's great to see him again. Lenny Watts is in the house. Welcome, Lenny.
Thanks. It's great to see you again.
Lenny is a Rhode Island icon, if you will. If you have a good memory and you go back to the 1990s, I guess it was, when Lenny was a regular at Theater by the Sea's cabaret scene, as well as being in productions. So Lenny is going to be here today to talk about his role in The Drowsy Chaperone. Now, Amy, this is a show that I don't think a lot of people are too familiar with in comparison to certainly Man of La Mancha or Hello, Dolly, or a lot of the other shows that you've done. Tell us a little bit about Chaperone.
You know, it is interesting that people aren't more familiar with The Drowsy Chaperone. It did run for several years on Broadway, was nominated for a bunch of Tonys, won about five of them. And it really, for anybody that loves musical theater, if they don't know it, they should know it. It is an homage, if you will, to everything fun about musicals. And it has a really interesting story, and it has an interesting character that Lenny will be playing that sort of takes us through, I guess, that sort of love of theater and how even silly shows sometimes mean a lot to us.
Great. And Lenny, great to have you back here. I saw you last September when you appeared in the gala that was last September for Theater by the Sea. It was great to see you then. And what have you been doing with yourself since your old Theater by the Sea days?
In the last 20 years?
Yeah.
What have I been doing?
I mean, just generally. I know I've got, I was kidding Lenny before we went on air about the fact that I have about 5 pages of PR material that Theater by the Sea sent me with all the awards he's won, and you've been very involved in the New York City scene, right? Is that where you spend most of your time?
That's where I spend all my time, yeah. I got involved with the cabaret scene and New York nightlife scene in the early 80s, and then I kind of stopped doing it and was doing theater, and then I went back to the cabaret. And I direct and I teach performance classes, and I also opened 3 different cabaret performance spaces over the last 10 years.
Well, that probably keeps you very busy then. The teaching part, that's something that I would not have predicted for you, but you enjoy that part of it?
Oh, I love it, yeah. Yeah, I do adult classes, and I've done teen classes as well. Right now I'm doing 2 classes, actually with Stephen Watkins, who I met at Theater by the Sea. He was the assistant musical director when I was here, and we became friends. He became my musical director when I do my own cabaret stuff. And so we teach an arrangement class, and we also do a cabaret performance class.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get to a piece of music from Drowsy Chaperone, then we'll talk about your role in that. And Amy, we're just going to start off with the overture. Is that okay with you?
Seems like a great place to start.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, a little music to get us in the mood, and let's go back to Lenny. And the role you're playing, as far as I know, you don't have a real name. You're just called the man in the chair, right?
Man in chair.
Man in chair.
Works for me. Any title with in chair in it is fine with me.
Now, do you really stay in the chair, or is this just how the scene opens or something?
No, I'm out of the chair a few times. Okay. But, yeah. Well, the whole show takes place in my mind and also in my living room. So I kind of watch from the sidelines, but I get up and move around through the action once in a while. But mostly I'm watching from somewhere in my apartment.
No backflips or anything like that.
Well,
It
could happen.
So we have to go and find out.
Absolutely.
I don't want to give anything away.
It's right. A really intriguing premise that this man in chair has a lot of memories surrounding his collection of albums, of cast albums. And so he plays his favorite album for the audience that may or may not exist, I guess. But for the audience to experience it, we watch his apartment transform into all the different locations of this musical, which is called The Drowsy Chaperone. And additionally, he sort of narrates, because of course cast albums don't have any of the words, they just have the songs and the dance breaks and whatnot. So he kind of helps to fill in the blanks.
He ties it all together.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right. Well, excellent. That sounds like something that would be very good. And I can't wait to see what your living room looks like. I've always wondered.
Well, I will tell you, it's about 5 times larger than my real living room.
Okay. Being probably an apartment in New York.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
But don't you have the penthouse on top of that big building in New York for your apartment?
Yeah. That's exactly where I live.
That's it. All right. Well, putting these shows together, one of the things that we talk about at Theater by the Sea all the time is the great sets that you've had over the past shows. I'm sure this will be no exception. And put everybody in the right frame of mind, right? Make it easy.
Yes. That is our goal, to transform the barn. Absolutely.
Right. And we fondly call it the barn. If you haven't been to Theater by the Sea, we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to get down there. It is a great place to see a musical, to see a performance of any kind, and it's a great night out. We always talk about that. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment, but we're going to have Amy get to this first song after the overture we've listened to, which is called Show Off.
Yeah, well, the story takes place around a wedding that is going to happen, and the bride is the it girl, if you will, of her time, back in the 20s. She has decided that she's going to give up her life of celebrity to marry her love, and so she's decided. The question is whether she can give up showing off.
I don't wanna show off no more. I don't wanna sing tunes no more. I don't wanna ride moons no more. I don't wanna show off. I don't wanna wear this no more. Play the saucy Swiss miss no more. Blow my signature no more. I don't wanna show off. Don't try to control me. I've made up my mind, and that's it. I quit. I'm leaving it all behind. I don't wanna be cute no more. Make the gentleman hoot no more. I don't wanna wear fruit no more. Show off.
She don't wanna show off no more.
Not me.
Read her name in the news no more.
Page 3.
Get the glowing reviews no more.
Not she. I don't wanna show off.
She don't wanna show off.
I don't wanna show off.
She don't wanna show off no more. Off no more.
Thank you. wanna show off. No more attention. I've counted to 10. And I'm through.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Farewell.
You'll never see this. You'll never see this. Never see this. Never see that. Never see these again.
It is painfully obvious that Miss Vandegraaff has no desire to continue a life on the stage.
Don't worry, boys. This isn't over yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't do an encore.
I don't want an encore no more. Keep on shouting for more, no more. I disappear to the floor no more. I don't want a show.
Okay, we're in the mood of the Drowsy Chaperone. Amy, when is this playing? That starts this week, right?
It does. Wednesday, we'll go into our first preview. We do three of those, as always. And then 19th, Friday, we will open. And this one runs for 3 weeks. So get your tickets now, as they say.
That's a shorter term than normal, right?
Yeah, we do either 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And this year, the first show, Spelling Bee, ran for 3 weeks. La Mancha and Hairstray both ran for 4 weeks. And then Drowsy will run for 3 to make room for the 39 steps, of course.
All right. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I'm sure part of the reason it only runs for 3 weeks is the amount of money that you have to pay Lenny to be here.
Well, if that were the case, I'm sure it would only run for a week and a half.
It's kind of like a salary cap. But this show that starts then, people can get their tickets. How?
Well, as always, we like to send people first to the website because we feel there's a lot of information there, and that's easy to remember, which is theaterbythesea.com. Or call our box office, 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587. And they are very happy to help you as well.
Great. And you mentioned 3 shows before Friday, but it opens on Wednesday. So when does that happen?
We do a Thursday matinee.
Thursday matinee. So it's a Wednesday night, a Thursday matinee.
And a Thursday
and
night.
And a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they're our preview. They're a somewhat discounted ticket because we're still working out the kinks leading up to Friday night. Mm-hmm. The audiences, I think, have great fun feeling that they're getting in before everyone else, so to speak. And it's a great opportunity to put the show in front of an audience and really allow for that feedback. It's a big part, especially of a show that's funny. Mm-hmm. Which this one is, that it gives that opportunity to really hear where the laughs are and how the audience is loving it.
Right. Now, I've never known Theater by the Sea to have any kinks, so I don't imagine you have a lot to work out. However, there was a little newsworthy thing, I think it was a couple weeks back, where there was a power problem.
Yes, a lot of people will remember, gosh, it must have been about 10 days ago. There was a huge storm, thunder and lightning. It was about an hour before the show was to go up for Hairspray. And fortunately, we didn't lose complete power. It's actually a three-phase, if anybody understands what that means.
Yeah, I've got my electrical hat on.
We lost two of the three phases of power. And, of course, it was the predominant amount of power going to the theater, both to the restaurant and the theater, was lost. But it was very exciting. We sort
the
of...
The show went on.
It did. Our amazing technical staff that we hire every summer sort of moved around some electricity, as apparently you can do, enough to keep our house lights on to ensure that all the life safety systems were operational. We hooked up a speaker to the keyboard, one speaker, mm-hmm. and turned on the work lights, which are the auxiliary lights above the stage itself. And we started the show at about 8:30, 8:40.
For about a half an hour or so
yeah.
delay.
And the power came on about a half hour into the show. We took a brief pause, literally about 3 minutes. They swapped everything back, checked all the equipment, and we ended up doing the rest of the show, you know, as it was originally intended. And I'm pretty sure, based on a lot of the Facebook posts and whatnot, it was a night to remember for everybody.
Sounds like it would have been. Sounds like a tremendous job done by the tech crew. And Lenny, fear not. I will have a pocket flashlight with me when I come to see the show.
Excellent.
So that, you know, I can put it right on you if we run into that problem again. But we're going to take a short break after this next tune. And this is As We Stumble Along. Lenny, let's have you explain, what is that all about?
Well, As We Stumble Along is sung by the drowsy chaperone, who is drowsy not necessarily because she hasn't gotten enough sleep, but because she has enjoyed several liquid refreshments.
I see. Adult beverages.
Adult beverages. And so this is her rousing anthem. It's a character who, one of those old-time characters who sandwiches these songs into the shows that she does, because that's just what she does. So that's her number.
All right. We'll listen to a portion of this as much as possible, take a short break, and be back with more of Conducting Conversations when the Drowsy Chaperone at Theater by the Sea.
As we stumble along on life's funny journey, as we stumble along into the blue, we look here and we look there, seeking answers anywhere, never sure of where to turn or what to do. Still we bumble our way through life's crazy labyrinth, barely knowing left from right, nor right from wrong. And the best that we can do is hope a bluebird will sing his song as we stumble along. You mustn't let it lick you, this planet, oh so bland. Keep your eyeball on the highball in your hand. As we stumble along, cross life's crowded dance floors, as we push and we shove, we live and we learn. And when we finally leave the bar and we see that morning star, we pull our bootstraps up and homeward turn. Then we stumble away through dawn's blinding sun. As we stumble as we stumble.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Theater by the Sea. Amy Turner is here, and Lenny Watts, who is the star of The Drowsy Chaperone, playing the part of the man in the chair. And Lenny, we talked off air about the unusual origin of this show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, my understanding is that friends of Robert Martin, or Bob Martin, who actually played the role that I'm playing now on Broadway, originally wrote the show within the show, The Drowsy Chaperone, for him as a wedding gift, which is why the character of the bridegroom is named Robert Martin, which is probably why the man in chair doesn't have a name, because his name is already used in the show.
Already Robert Martin, okay.
And then I believe that it went on, and they worked on it, workshopped it, and did some things, and then after they presented it to him, he added his narration to it, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and then built into the show that you'll see when you all come to Theater by the Sea.
There you go.
I think it speaks to the infectious nature of these characters that were written, and sort of, I have to say, when I heard this story for the first time, I thought, well, that's where the joy must come from, because it's such a celebration of love, but it's so funny. It's like a send-up of all, it must be of their friends, I guess. I'm not sure. And you know, when something starts and then it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing, I think it gives you a lot of confidence that no one can quite let it go. And we're just lucky it ended up on Broadway and really excited about it. And then there's just these crazy characters involved, you know, like the Drowsy Chaperone, which we talked about. But where I think we're headed next is this ridiculous, no real reason other than to wreak havoc on the situation, Latin lover called Adolfo, that is just wrong on so many levels, but so funny. And that's about all you need to know about the next song, I think.
All right, we'll listen to I Am Adolfo.
I'm sure that you have heard the name Adolfo, a ladies' man who wins acclaim, Adolfo. Well, lovely miss, I am the same Adolfo. I introduce myself, I am Adolfo.
Nice to meet you, shall we?
Not so fast, so just in case you didn't hear Adolfo, I'll try to make it very clear, Adolfo. The lovely ladies always cheer, Adolfo. When I repeat myself, I am Adolfo.
Understood.
I can sing it high, Adolfo. I can sing it low, Adolfo. I can sing it very fast, Adolfo. I can sing it very slow.
I do it now, but it would take hours. Now let us see if you can remember my name.
I'll give it a shot.
Now who's the fella that you see?
Adolfo.
And how should you refer to me?
Adolfo.
And who is it I'll always be?
Adolfo.
Now sing it proudly.
You are Adolfo.
Now let me spell it out for Joe. For all you lovely ladies that didn't hear for some reason, because maybe you are hard of hearing or something. I don't know. It goes...
I can relate to that guy.
It's a lot of fun. There's no other word.
And all the, as you mentioned, the all the people in here, basically the names have been changed to protect the guilty, except for the wife and the husband. Right?
It's They're fun the real to names. Imagine that right. these might be based off of the entirety of the cast might be based off of real people. It is fun to think of being in that world.
What era was this written? What is this in the 60s or?
Well, it was actually written about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I guess.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the it's a very modern premise, which is what is intriguing about the show. Conceptually, it's really modern, but it is about a show from 1928. So that's where you sort of get this dichotomy going on of back and forth between contemporary time and aesthetics and all of that, and sort of the way that we viewed the world and the way that musical theater was viewed back in the 20s.
But Bob and his wife are current people. They're not people from the 20s.
No, absolutely. Right.
And
yes.
So the people that we're imagining could still be out there somewhere saying,
sure.
Well, son of a gun, they wrote that about me.
Right. Well, my character's the only one that's living in today. You know, everybody else is in 1928, and I'm whatever's happening today.
Right.
Which means that they all get really great costumes, and I get pants and a shirt.
Well, but you also
a nice
get a
shirt.
Chair.
It's a nice shirt. Yes, and I get a chair. That's
and
right.
And you don't have to change a lot.
Absolutely.
No quick changes
Absolutely.
To worry about. There you go.
Right.
All right. All right, Amy, before we get too far along, we want to talk about other things happening at Theater by the Sea. Tell us about still one children's event left, right?
Yeah, we have had the most amazing children's series this year. I could not be more pleased with the shows that we've presented, but also with the attendance. It really does seem to be filling that niche, which is something that we've spoken about before.
Sure.
Part of Ocean State Theater Company's mission is to provide this. And we are really thrilled for the first time, Keith Munslow, which some people may or may not know, a local talent, an incredible talent. He sort of combines stand-up comedy with something really great for kids. It's a little hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And he animates. He draws
while part of
his show. So it's a pretty interdisciplinary experience. As an adult, as a parent, it's really cool. But as kids, I mean, come on, you draw something funny and tell a story about it and play music. They love it. And it's an amazing integration or an introduction, into sort of what can happen just by telling a story
sure.
on a stage.
And that happens when?
That's August 26th.
August 26th, and it's one shot only, right?
Well, there's a 10 a.m. show and a noon show.
Okay, great.
So kind of two shots.
All right, well, you can either get up early and get down there right after breakfast, or go just before lunch.
Exactly.
And then you can go to later that night, hang around.
And see the Drowsy Chaperone.
And see the Drowsy Chaperone. Make a day of it. You can go to the beach in the middle or the bistro at Theater by the Sea.
Absolutely.
Or walk around the gardens. This next song that we're going to play is in the vein of other weird things in the show, right? It's called Toledo Surprise.
I'm telling you, one of the most fun things about the show is the characters and the fun that the show itself has with these characters. And as any good old-fashioned musical needs, there are two gangsters that are pretending to be bakers.
Of course.
And that's all that needs to happen.
All right, here we go. Toledo surprise.
Chop the nuts, pound the dough, bake it up nice and slow. Then you got a Toledo, Toledo surprise.
Now sell it.
Hit the peach, peel the skin, mush it up, throw it in. That's a tasty Toledo, Toledo surprise.
Now you're
cooking. First you beat it up, then you sweet it up. When you heat it up, if it tries to rise, don't let it, it's a snap. Try it, folks. Whip your whites, split your yolks. Then you got a Splendido Toledo surprise.
You boys are naturals. Keep it up. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mr. Bouncing? Ooh, what's going on here?
Penny, I'm developing a new act.
Toledo surprise.
You're putting gangsters in the show and you won't put me in it? They're not even in the union!
Shh, you got it all wrong. The new act, it's for you, Kitty. And these boys are your backup dancers.
Backup dancers? Holy cats!
What? That hot Toledo. My libido. Good? Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, sugary yum yum. Grease the pan, lick the spoon, flip the pan, makes you bust your tuxedo. Toledo surprise!
Aldolfo, he make announcement. Wedding is off.
What? For the love of God, why?
Aldolfo has made love to the bride.
Oh.
That is not the bride, you idiot! That is the chaperone.
What?
The wedding is on.
The wedding is off.
What?
Robert kissed a French girl. Her name is Mimi. She's very beautiful.
I couldn't help it, Janet. She was just like you, only French.
Sweet mother of pearl.
Underling.
Yes, madam.
What is all this commotion about?
The wedding, madam.
Wedding? Oh, I love weddings.
I'm afraid it's been called off.
Oh, how terrible.
Yes. What a tragedy. What a wonderful, wonderful tragedy. Clear the floor, boys. I'll show you how it's done. First you beat it up. Then you sweet it up. When you heat it up, if it tries to rise, don't let it. Toledo surprise.
Surprise?
Wait until it's ready.
Surprise?
Wait until it's ready.
Surprise?
Wait until it's ready.
Now it's looking ready.
Surprise!
You got it!
Makes me twitch, makes me shake. This dessert takes the cake. Hits me like a torpedo.
Toledo surprise.
Toledo surprise.
Toledo surprise.
Surprise!
Surprise!
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. We are back on Conducting Conversations. We're talking about The Drowsy Chaperone at Theater by the Sea starting this week. And Lenny Watts is here. And Lenny, I mentioned at the top of the show that this wasn't one of those Hello Dollies or Music Man fame type of well-known musical, but in fact, you weren't real familiar with this one when you first heard about it, right?
I wasn't. I mean, I'd heard of it, certainly, but I didn't get a chance to see it, which is actually funny because when I had auditioned for the season, I was really thrilled to, you know, possibly come back, and I had auditioned, and then they called me back and asked me to read for this particular role, which doesn't have a name, as right. You said earlier. It's just called Man in Chair. And so when they called me and asked me, because I hadn't seen it, they said, we want you to read for Man in Chair. And all I could think of was, oh, really? I mean, the guy doesn't even have a name, and you're going to make me come in and read for it? And then they sent me the sides, you know, the script to read. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. So I was very happy. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm really happy to be doing a show, especially something that I haven't done right. before, so and to be able to make it my own and to have a good time with it. The cast is fantastic. Amy and Joel did an amazing job of assembling not only an extremely talented a group of people, but everybody is just really great. Nice people. It's been, you know,
makes it such a pleasure, doesn't
it? It's been a real pleasure
to go to work every day and enjoy what you're doing with the people you're doing it with.
Absolutely.
It's a big
and
huge
I have
step.
To say that I mean I think this is really such a serendipitous time for Lenny to come back in the role because this character really does speak to the audience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have somebody that already has that rapport with our audience is an asset that we're thrilled to have him sort of leading this mm-hmm. really talented cast, as he so eloquently put it.
A win-win deal. I can't wait to see it. Just as a little sidelight, WCRI will be there on Friday night, opening the official opening night.
Yes.
We will be there. I'll be in the courtyard area near the gazebo and giving things away. So if you want to come down Friday night to the opening night, if you're lucky enough to get tickets for that, come on down and you'll have a chance to win some things. I know that we'll be giving away gift certificates to the Shelter Harbor Inn, and we'll be giving away, you know, pens and pencils, the traditional things and stuff like that, so that Lenny can go back to New York with some pencils or something.
Absolutely.
But
nothing wrong with giving away things.
That's
giving
right.
away things. So come on down and see me. I'll be there on Friday night. And if you can't make it, make sure you get there some other time to see The Drowsy Chaperone. This next piece that we're going to listen to a portion of is another fits into the other category of weird, right?
Silly, I would say. I think we're going to listen to the beginning and you'll probably trail it off. You know, so the man in chair, does introduce this as a ridiculous number, which it is. So I think it's a nice little teaser. People have to come down and really see how it works in the show.
All right, it's called Bride's Lament.
Act two of The Drowsy Chaperone begins with this. A haunting lament from a very depressed bride. Now, when you're listening to this, try to ignore the lyrics. I know it'll be difficult, but block them out. They're not the best. But the tune is beautiful, and it truly communicates the bride's state of mind. Just ignore the lyrics.
I put a monkey on a pedestal and tried to make that monkey stay. And he did for a time, but he needed to climb and with other monkeys play far away. He left his jacket on that pedestal beside his tiny rusty cup. And I haven't got the strength to pick them up. Oh, monkey, 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 you broke my heart in two. But I'll always save that pedestal for you. Come, my little monkey, do.
The melody is so simple, it just floats in the air. And I must confess, I always get a little bit misty when I think of that tiny jacket lying on the pedestal, its long sleeves dangling on the floor. Oh, monkey, monkey, monkey.
Pedestal for you. Come, my little monkey. Come, my little monkey. Do.
Okay, here we go.
Wait.
Who are you?
I'm Janet Vandegraaff.
Do you need anyone?
I don't need anyone.
What about the love of one man?
What do I care about the love of one man when I am adored by millions? Do I need to be so gloomy?
No, no, no.
I can rule the world if so I chose. Sigmund Freud sends flowers to me every show. Gertrude Stein, she handed me a rose.
Now she really lets go.
I'm Janet. Janet Vandegraaff. Ain't no nail that I can't hammer. Why give up a life of glamour? Life of glamour? Life of glamour? No!
Monkey, monkey.
I love this part.
Monkey, monkey.
She's having a complete mental breakdown.
Monkey, monkey, monkey.
I'm an accident waiting to
monkey,
happen.
Monkey, monkey.
Well, he Amy. This sounds like it's going to be a very fun time. And Lenny, I can't wait to see you in this role. It's going to be so great to have you back on the Theater by the Sea stage and have everybody cheering you on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. So that's opening this week at Theater by the Sea. And other things that are happening, Amy, we mentioned the children's event, but also this year for the first time, you have another production coming after this one.
Yeah, we decided to add a fifth production, and that is a play. It's actually the longest-running comedy in Broadway history. It's called The 39 Steps, and we're thrilled to present the Rhode Island premiere of that. 12 performances only. So,
short run.
Yes. Okay. So get in line quick,
all right,
as they say.
And then another thing you can do if you want to help Theater by the Sea and the Ocean State Theater is you can buy tickets to the gala event, which will be again.
And this year it's on Saturday, October 1st. Tickets will be on sale literally in the next few days. And it was sold out last year. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to offer that fundraising event again this year.
Well, you should raise the prices then. It's sold out. What the heck? You know? Well, thank you both for being here. It's always a pleasure to see you, Amy, and all the people that you have brought here. Appreciate that. And you want to get tickets, you can do that by going to theaterbythesea.com. Don't want you to forget that. And if you want to call for tickets, you can do that by dialing 401-782-8587. And if you want a tricky way to remember that, it's TKTS, 782-TKTS for tickets. So do that and go down and see Lenny. Remember, you can either get money or a handshake after the show.
His choice, though, right?
Yeah, my choice.
Lenny's choice, right. And I will be there on Friday night along with some other WCRI people giving things away. So stop in and say hello. We have one more piece of music to listen to, and it's called I Do in the Sky.
Well, any good musical about a wedding should, in fact, include a wedding. And that's the brilliant finale of this show.
All right. We'll listen to that. Lenny, thank you so much.
Thanks. Great seeing you again.
Nice seeing you. And Amy, till next time.
Absolutely.
Good night, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
A bride and groom in a chapel may bring a tear to the eye, but what a thrill when lovebirds trill. I do
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.